There was a Tupac song called Only God Can Judge Me. And I used to listen to Tupac, which if you are surprised by that, so am I. but I want to talk about that idea, but I'm going to change it a little bit. I'm going to say only God can define me. And so that is the topic of discussion for our time together today. I woke up and I asked God, how can I serve your people today? How can I make an impact in the world? How can I serve humanity today? And I feel like he gave me this word, this idea, this reoccurring theme in my life is, you know, what am I letting define me? Who am I letting define me? What am I looking to see and get a feel for who I am, my identity? You know, and this will be a conversation back and forth. I hope to maybe, you know, brainstorm and dream up some ways we can maneuver and discover and experiment together in, you know, what is common. Like, I think it's going to be an interesting discussion. So, you know, what are we letting define us? Who are we letting define us? Is it anything less than the ultimate definition of who we are? Or is it anything less than the ultimate one, the ultimate being, which is God? So, you know, and I'm going to share parts of my life too. But before I get into it, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the podcast, my YouTube, my Instagram. It's crazy to see the growth and expansion of those. But, you know, I think even more than that, what I enjoy is hearing people reach out to me who have said they've really been impacted by the podcast or by the videos, by the content. Excuse me. Because growth is great, man. Growth is a beautiful thing. If we're not growing in life, then what are we doing? You know, are we staying stagnant? I don't think there's anything worse than stagnation. But that's not to say that, like, if you're like, my platform wasn't growing, I'm not successful, because that's not true. You know, if there's a couple people, one person that's impacted by something, that message, that piece of content, that video, that podcast, if that one person is impacted, then that's a successful podcast. Does that make sense? It might not be mass appeal, but it was successful in fulfilling the purpose for which it was created, which is interesting. It's a pretty powerful thought, actually. So that's important to point out, you know, just because it's not a lot of people, let's say, or your platform's not big, or you don't feel like you have a lot of people looking up to you. Trust me, you do. And even if it's that one person, you are changing someone's life for the better or for the worse. Obviously, there's points in my life where I probably changed people for the worse, and I regret those seasons of life, or I regret those instances. But I definitely don't let those define me, though, too, right? We don't let those mistakes or failures define us as people, as human beings. But yeah, in my life, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be like kind of coughing and clearing my throat. It always seems like at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, if I don't start talking early, then I just have a bunch of just crap in my throat. I have to clear it constantly, and too much information for you, no doubt. But I guess the only way to get it out is by talking. And I wish I had some water, but I don't. So we're going to roll. We're going to do it live. Anyway, in my life, it has been a journey of looking for validation and looking for satisfaction and looking for definition in either the right place or all the wrong ones. You know, early on in my childhood, you know, growing up, you, me, everybody we know, a lot of who we believe ourselves to be is defined by what people kind of point out to us at a young age. You know, so for me, it was like, man, Brian, you're so, you know, you're such a good-looking boy. You are so athletic. You know, you're, you know, you catch on to things early. You're fun to be around for the most part. I was kind of a pain in the butt to some people. But those are the couple, you know, those are a couple of things that I think early on defined me as a person. So growing up, I'm like, well, I kind of, I'm defined by how I look, my appearance, and I'm also defined by my performance, my athleticism or lack of athleticism, right? Some people are defined by their creativity. Some people are gifted at math. And so, you know, you can insert whatever you've been defined by into my story and kind of hopefully it's useful to you, right? But the point being, whatever people looked up to you or complimented you or saw in you that you maybe didn't see in yourself, that's what is typically most often what we let define us. So, fast forward to high school, college, man, I put all my eggs in the basket of being a baseball player. I wanted to play in the big leagues. I had a dream of being a athlete and a ball player and a professional Derek Jeter type of shortstop, you know, icon. And it's funny because if you achieve less than that on some level in your gut, you feel like it is a failure. But it's interesting too because people who, like Derek Jeter, let's say, you know that guy dealt with imposter syndrome. You know that guy is an icon, but yet he probably chooses to let things define him that he shouldn't. You know, he probably chooses to let his batting average or career success define him, at least a little bit, right? So Derek Jeter, myself, you, and everybody in between, we all need this conversation. What are we letting define us? Who are we letting define us? So when I was playing baseball, when my career did not turn out the way I envisioned, when I had, you know, some sophomore slump, when I had some failure, on-field failures and mistakes and lack of performance, I, in my mind and in my life, in my day-to-day, felt like a failure. And I've said it before, but if all I was, you know, I didn't have this conversation. I didn't know this stuff when I was back, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old. But I was letting baseball, I was letting who I was as a ball player, a college athlete, I took that very seriously. And I thought that was a privilege, and it was. But I was taking that so much as to who I was. I was living as if that was who I was, and that was what ultimately defined me. I'm not a regular quote-unquote student. I'm an athlete. And you see how tricky that can be, you know? So you can easily, I can easily look down on people or, you know, think I'm special. But yet if I don't have success and don't measure up to my personal vision of success or the community or the baseball team or the collective's idea of success, you know, for myself, then I can still feel like a failure. So I can simultaneously think I'm special, but also think I'm a failure at the same time, which is, I think, where we all experience. We all fall into that sometimes because we're all gifted in different ways. We all have talents. We all have God-given abilities. But yet when we look to those gifts to define us instead of the gift giver, we ultimately will fall short. We will ultimately feel like a failure. Is that making sense? Because I know it's true in my life for sure. So as baseball is tanking, I'm going through a breakup with an ex-girlfriend. I'm going through some personal trauma. I shared on Ryan Tuttle's podcast conversation there. There's a lot of condemnation, shame, fear, guilt, anxiety centered around sexuality and intimacy. So that's a, you know, that's part of my story and part of what led to this just season of panic attacks and anxiety and struggling with that and struggling through that. You know, it's a whole podcast episode. I can dive into that, but that coincided with my baseball just career tanking, which is not ironic. You know, I think that sounds about right. You know, off field drama and issues very, you know, very commonly spill into the on-field stuff, right? But anyway, that was happening at the same time that my fame, my Twitter Twitter fame was growing. Excuse me. Which is not ironic either. So the minute I stopped letting my performance and my lack of performance, my what I did define me, I immediately gave that power to the people around me. And watch this, the people that don't even know me, truly. They don't know my heart. They don't know my personality. They don't know my actual who I am at my core. I gave the power to define me as a person to people I don't even know. That's so silly. That is so silly looking back at it. But yet I did it. Yet I do it. Why? Why am I settling for that? Why would I ever settle for that again? Why would I ever stay in that place of giving people, limited, fallen people, the power to define me ultimately as a person? So when baseball was tanking, I looked to that popularity, that viralness, that fame. I was doing, you know, good things for the wrong reasons. I was sharing scripture and Bible verses for the wrong reasons. You know, I think so much of life is about the heart and about the intention, because now I'm posting, you know, a lot of the stuff I post is fitness related. You know, I'm very aware that I am a Christian, but I post me in Sungas or close to Speedos. And what I'll say briefly on that is, you know, it's interesting how culture dictates the norm. And I think what I would tell people who, I don't know, I've gotten comments, only a few, but it's like, you know, if we grew up in Europe, if I grew up in a place where that stuff is normal, people wouldn't be saying much, right? But because we grew up in America where the norm was longer board shorts, when you wear something shorter, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you obviously are, you can't be a Christian and do that, or whatever the example is. I digress. The point is, I do stuff and I'm very aware. Do I do it perfectly? Heck no. But am I trying to grow into this place of, I'm posting this because I believe it resonates with people, it inspires people, it encourages people, or it makes people feel something for the better? Ultimately, I want to help inspire the world around me to live elevated, to say yes to the elevated life, to say yes to everything they are and becoming more of that person, to let go of the stuff holding them back, and to step into the life they were created to live, and to be fit for life, physically, mentally, spiritually. And in so doing, that's why I post the things I post. But I can catch myself, because I'll sometimes post looking for that validation, right? In your life, in your career, or your relationships, you know, what are you doing? What's the intention behind what you do? Are you doing something to be validated by someone who can't ultimately validate you, can't ultimately define you? Because that's what I've done in my life. I'm not sure if you're like me. I asked a buddy, his name's Nick, you know, we were having a deep conversation too, and I was like, you know, what are you letting define you right now? And he paused. He's like, man, that's a deep question. I was like, yeah, I know. And I said, but answer however you want. I mean, I have a follow-up question that will get to the heart of things. You know, if you have that common answer, like in church growing up, the answer is always Jesus. You know, what's the purpose of life? Jesus. you know, how do you find peace? Jesus. But, you know, he gave me the answer and he actually went into it. But my follow-up answer was, okay, perfect. So if God defines you, then what are some things that are common for you to just sneak in and kind of you accidentally let define you, or unconsciously let define you? And so that kind of gets to the heart of the matter. It gets down to the real deal. And for me, it's very much still the same. It's what I do. It's how successful I am. how much money, how big my platforms are, you know, things of that nature, and then who. So who thinks I'm important? Am I, do I feel important? Would people, what do people say about me? You know, giving people that power to define me is something that is still a work in progress. Like, I'd be lying to be if I told you, like, yeah, I never struggle with it. Nope. Like, I solved that. I overcame that for good. You know, I think I have, because God's opened my eyes in different ways throughout the years, but I'm always prone to slipping back into that. But I know in my head that it doesn't define me. People don't define me. What I do doesn't define me. My success doesn't define me. My failures don't define me. My mistakes do not define me. I am not what people say. I am not what people think. I am not what I do or what I say or what I think. I am who God says I am. And that's true of you too. That's true of us. We can't look to limited things to define us. So my challenge as we close is to ask that question again, maybe to write it down. You know, I'm not sure where you are, if you're in the car, if you're, you know, in your backyard, or if you're on a plane, or where are you, but where you are. But I would encourage you to maybe take some time today and ask yourself that question. Get alone with God. Be silent. And, you know, just take the heart posture of wanting to really have your eyes opened and grow in this awareness that is God-given, to understand the limitations of giving your identity or giving your definition to something or to someone or to some people who, again, might not even know you. And asking God to help, to open your eyes, to help you realize that ultimately he can only define you. God can only define you as a person. And what I know about you, although maybe we've never met, maybe we have, but I know you are fully loved and you are unconditionally cared for and loved. You know, God doesn't love you because you're so lovable. Doesn't love me because I'm so lovable, easy to love. No, he loves us because that's who he is. He loves us not because we are good in and of ourselves, but because he is so freaking good. He is so unbelievably good and full of grace and full of mercy and compassion and patience and abundance. He wants the very best for all of us. That doesn't change. Doesn't change based on how many times we've messed up, how many mistakes we've done, how bad, watch that, how bad the mistake we did make. There's zero that you can do. There's nothing you can do to outrun God's love and God's forgiveness and God's compassion and God's desire for you. He's in constant pursuit of your heart. So come back to him. Come back to the one who made you, the one who designed you, the one who created you, and only allow him to define you. Only allow the ultimate good, the ultimate father of us all to define you. So that's my heart for you. That's my desire for you. I hope this, you know, inspired you to maybe ask those questions, to hopefully grow in the understanding of how silly it is to let our Instagram or our appearance, our face, our hair, our height, our muscles, our bank accounts, our friend group, our network, our net worth define us. How silly it is to look to those external, fleeting, temporary things to define us. Only let the eternal define you. Not my friend. That's good. I'm going to listen to this and internalize it. So Yeah, my hope is that it inspires you and encourages you. If it has resonated with you, message me, DM me, share this with a friend. If you want to help move the message and the mission forward, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Share this podcast, share this video message with more people, and just keep supporting. So I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending time together with me on this subject of definition and worth and value and looking to, God rather than such temporary, fleeting things to define us. Only God can define you. Only the one who loves you and created you can ultimately define you. So stop looking to your performance or lack thereof. Stop looking to what you look like or don't look like. Stop looking to what people say or don't say about you. Stop looking for what people think or don't think about you. Only look to God to define you. And let's grow in this journey together. You are made to live elevated, stay fit for life, physically, mentally, spiritually. And I just appreciate you. I love you. And until next time, peace.